Well, winter started early this year here in Wisconsin, and it's been pretty unrelenting so far. The ice and the snow and the frigid temperatures, lots of people are dreaming about getting away for at least a short break. You may be one of them, and you are in luck. Rick Seney, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest now, has some great advice to share, not only about planning the best air vacations, but also making sure that you and I are smart travelers as well. Rick, great to have you with us.
Hey, it's good to be on again.
I really enjoy having you appear with us. And you have an article on FairCompare.com that is titled, How to Plan a Cheap Winter Vacation in 4 Easy Steps.
if only it were that easy, but yeah. At least it's a guideline, yes.
Yeah, so what are the I know the first step, choose the right destination. That makes sense to
yeah,
me.
So that means a lot of things to different people. You know, typically at this time of year, it means I want to go cold weather. That means I'm a skier of some sort, typically. Or I want to go to warm weather, which I'm trying to get away from the cold, right? Mm-hmm. And so in those particular cases, warm weather, you have to go south. I mean, maybe you're in San Diego. Maybe you got some Mexico beaches in mind. Maybe you have Florida in mind, and maybe you have the Caribbean in mind. Those typically would be the top places somebody would go. And in those particular instances, you have to know that, for example, the Caribbean is going to cost you 3 times more than skiing, for example, or the Caribbean is going to cost you about twice what it takes to go to South Florida. And Caribbean is very similar to the Mexico beaches, about 66% of the price Mexico beaches are. But there's security concerns for you. So all these trade-offs you have to make to sort of decide where you're going to go. What's your budget? And then you pick the spots. And then the next most important thing is, hey, okay, so now you've picked the spot, then it's when do I go and when is that cheapest time to go and when do I buy my ticket? And those are the most important things, really. If you're trying to go in the next couple weeks, you're a procrastinator or whatnot, what you want to do basically is look at package deals because they actually preset some of those rates. If it's a little bit further out for you, so you're looking at the last few weeks in February, for example, then you have some other options.
And package deals are a consideration as well, are they not?
Yeah, package deals in general. Most people in the United States don't buy package deals. If you actually go to Europe, most people buy package deals. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But they still have stores at the corner of Fifth and Elm with actual travel agents in them over in Europe, and we don't have those here anymore, or very few of them. Most of them are supporting business customers if they have them at all. So packages right now are usually good for maybe the next 2 weeks, right? So it's weekenders, packages on weekends. They basically can discount the price of the air and the hotel, and you don't know it. And that's why the airlines are willing to do a little bit of discounting. But typically, buying a package, you know, 2 months in advance or four or five weeks in advance isn't much of a huge value add.
Hmm. And then booking, book now, I think, was your fourth point.
Yeah, I think from a booking perspective is that in today's environment where you have no empty middle seats, the price of oil is near $100 a barrel, airlines are making record profits, prices don't tend to drop as you get closer to your date. It's just a fact of life. And in general, if you're inside of 14 days before travel, airlines are going to treat you as though your boss is paying for your ticket and can afford a lot more.
Yeah, so those are all things to think about in planning a cheap winter vacation, although the cheap is pretty tough.
Well, I'd also say that it's important, too, that the day you go, like the three cheapest days to fly are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, even on half your trip. When you buy your ticket, usually sales occur Monday night, so the cheapest time to shop is Tuesday afternoon, actually specifically at 3 p.m. from our most recent study.
Nah,
Eastern time, by the way. People will ask that. I'm sure you'll get a call because they'll ask me which time zone.
Yeah. So 2 o'clock our time.
That's right. And so pick those days if you're going to Europe. If you fly during the midweek days, Monday through Thursday, typically it's $30 cheaper each way. So there's all sorts of rules, and you want to start shopping in general for Europe about 4 to 5 months before departure.
Okay. Jenny asked on Facebook, what's the best time to buy flights to Hawaii for March and April of 2015.
Absolutely. Oh, for 2015, yeah. So in 2015, basically the rule of thumb for domestic flights, and Hawaii is considered to be a domestic flight, is you want to start shopping about 3 months before departure. If you shop any earlier than that, airlines aren't really managing their seats and their inventory. Here's a little secret. Airlines actually are trying to make as much money as they can off of you. And if you're willing to buy your ticket 5 months or 6 months in advance, typically, domestically that is, internationals, that's actually okay, then they're just going to charge you the fifth and sixth cheapest price point, and they'll be happy to sell you that ticket all day long. They get a little bit worried of those flights starting at about 3 months. They're basically worried that they may not completely sell out, and that's when they start firing in some sale fares and discounting certain times a day. Like one of the rules, too, is to fly hungry. So if you're actually flying at 6 a.m. when you don't want to get up that early, or at noontime, or at 6 p.m., nobody likes to fly at those times, and those are typically the cheaper flights within the day.
Hmm. Mike in Genesee has a question for you. Mike, hello. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking the call. I'm trying to do a little research for my mother, who would like to visit her brother in Fort Myers, Florida, and get some of that warm weather you were talking about.
Yeah, I do a radio show there every week. So.
Oh, do you?
Well, I do it here from Dallas, but it's with the folks in Fort Myers, so I'm quite familiar with the area.
Well, she would like to fly out sometime around February 24th or 25th.
City is closest to her?
From Milwaukee is the closest. Chicago, if it's a much better deal, I guess, but she'd have to get some transportation to the airport from Milwaukee then.
Yeah, so the price point right now is in the low 330s right now.
Okay.
So that's the cheapest price out there. There's some days, for example, in February that are $500. So what day did she want to go?
She was thinking the 24th or 25th depart, and then to return on the 14th or 15th.
Yeah, so the 24th is a Monday. It's running at about 307 right now. And actually, if you leave on a Tuesday, it's running 285 round trip right now.
285, and what airlines was that with?
Let me take a look here. So on 289 right now on AirTran right now, you can buy that ticket and stay for basically a week-long stay for $289 round trip.
Okay, if she was going to stay for 2 weeks, though, to the 15th or the 14th?
It would be approximately the same price.
Oh, really? Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Appreciate the call. And let's turn to Peg in Madison next. Peg, hello.
Hello. I'm taking a multi-city European trip in June of 2014 with other people, so the dates are set. I've been watching the internet to see about the prices of flights and haven't seen much movement one way or the other on it right now. From O'Hare, it was about $1,300, a little bit less than that. Do you think those prices will be changing soon, or should I be making a decision?
Okay, so you're right in the perfect window to start shopping. Remember I said earlier that for international flights, you want to start shopping about 5 months earlier, domestic about 3 months. Mm-hmm. So you're right in that window. So let me give you a little background on international flights in general. Right now, the average fuel surcharge, which is basically what airlines are charging to cover their extra cost of fuel, is $455. And the average taxes to most destinations in Europe are around $170. So that means before you pay $1 in airfare, your ticket's already a little over $600. So when you see a $1,300 price point, even for your multi-city trip, that means you're basically paying $300 each way for that airfare for the June timeframe. Airlines haven't come out with their sales for June yet. So I think it could drop to as low as maybe $225 to $240 each way, which would be basically a savings of about $100 to $120. That should occur over the next 3 or 4 weeks. But you're not going to see it go much lower than that this year.
Okay. So three to four weeks.
So your window of buying is basically for now, you should be kicking the tires like you've already been kicking the tires. Mm-hmm. And then don't buy your ticket any later than mid to late February.
Okay, got it.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Rick, you guys have ways for people to sort of keep track at FareCompare.com.
Sure, yeah. I know you can sign up and come and sign up for alerts on our particular system. In this case, she was going to be doing a multi-city trip. So the way you sign up for those is actually sign up from the U.S. city to all the cities in your destination, even though you're making hops there, because the way they break up multi-city trips is they basically take half the round-trip trip rate. So
You're
in pretty good shape there. So sign up for those. It'll tell you when prices start to drop. We have not seen any really international European sales come in from any of the domestic areas. Jet.
Joanne in Lac des Flambeaux. Hi, thanks for calling.
Thank you. We have a friend that lives in Aurora, Queensland, Australia, and she invited us to come. She said for her it would work either late March, April, May, or August, September, October. Is there a price difference if we go in the spring months or the fall months?
Yeah, so basically their seasons are opposite, right? So so the high season in general would be summertime anywhere around the world. In the case right now, it's summertime in Australia right now. So the most the cheapest would be in our summertime, which is their wintertime. Right? So the difference in that price point can be anywhere from $400 to $600 difference between wintertime rates and summertime rates at the destination in Australia. And so that's what you should use to sort of make your decision. Now, just remember that if you're going to Australia in the winter, it could be biting cold, right? So,
yeah.
So you want to look at that trade-off between weather. You want to get at the fringes of those particular seasons. That's typically where you're going to find the best price point. Right now, if you wanted to go, the other thing, too, is that typically you're going to see prices out of Minneapolis and O'Hare to be anywhere from 10 to 20% cheaper than if you actually go from a regional city like Green Bay or Eau Claire or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So and right now the price point is around $1,570 for May, and that price jumps in early June, the second week in June, to close to $1,900 round trip.
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
So folks that fly on June the 8th are paying approximately $400 cheaper than people that fly on June the 9th. So picking those dates is extremely important.
So is the same thing true for this, that what you fly, what did you say, on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday?
For international trips, it's Monday through Thursday are the cheaper days.
Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to know, and I can contact my friend too, but would you happen to know what would be the closest airport to Queensland, Australia?
I'm not looking at a globe right here, but your two airports that you will absolutely have to fly out, and most likely it'll be Sydney or Melbourne. Almost all traffic goes into Sydney from the Los Angeles or San Francisco area. So you'll be stopping there no matter what.
Hmm, there you go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Visiting today with Rick Seney. Rick is the CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. He's been our guest for quite a long time now. It's wonderful to have him with us. You can join in with your travel question at 1-800-642-1234. And we'll be back with Rick right after this look at the news. Stay with us. Travel is such a fun activity, but sometimes the stress and the hassle of planning the trip and trying to get a good flight at a decent price can make it a little less than enjoyable. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Rick Seney is the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com. He helps us navigate the world of airfares and keeps us informed of trends that he sees in the industry. Rick, always great to have you with us.
It's always good to be on. This is probably, I think, the third year.
Yeah, it's been a while, and we have always lots of people who want to visit with you. The number to call is 800-642-1234, and I'm just going to go right straight to Louise in Madison, who has a question about a trip. Hi, Louise.
Yes, I have a question. I'm trying to plan a trip to Germany, and I would like, on the way over, when it's night, I would like to travel in business. And then I try to do this on my computer. They would then always, instead of direct flights with economy, I can go directly from Boston to Frankfurt with Lufthansa. They would then direct me to Kennedy, another 2 hours change, and add it to it. So I was wondering, how do you do this by yourself?
Okay,
on
so
the computer?
If you want to go if you want to take a round trip and take half the trip in business and the return flight in coach, is that what we're?
Yes. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
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 I have a friend that's French that does this all the time. He likes actually doing it the other way around. He likes taking the overnight flight in coach for some reason and coming back and having a great meal on the way back. So, it's very difficult to do on online tools, even on the airline websites, even on any other website. The main reason for that is because they don't price tickets in a mixed way between cabins. So you either have to say, I want to go coach all the way, or I want to go business all the way. Now, here's the way to do it. To get the price point, go ahead and price it out in business for a return trip. Go ahead and price it in coach. Take half of each one, and you'll know approximately what it's going to cost. And then you're going to have to actually call the airline to book that ticket.
Yeah, I did this, but I thought I could. Could I upgrade? You know, take everything in economy and then ask them later, could I upgrade? I have 85,000.
You certainly can do that. I do that all the time. And most of the times I go to Europe, I have certain status. I have upgrade certificates, or I'll use my miles to buy an upgrade. And then, so you can actually buy the coach ticket and upgrade it later. I would just caution you that if you want to actually purchase business class, that's going to be a change fee. And that's $300 change fee right now for international tickets.
Yeah. No, but if I just get economy, then how soon afterwards should I call in to get this upgraded?
I would be calling periodically, because typically business class rates to those locations never discount. So the price is what they are on those particular locations. The only time we ever see discounts, and Lufthansa does discount sometimes, is if you buy your ticket up to 90 days in advance. And they do some discounting then. So you definitely want to buy your ticket early if you're going to do that. And then you should just call and upgrade when you feel like it. But just do it outside that 90-day window.
Good luck, Louise.
Outside the 90-day window.
Yep. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. And let's turn to Donna in Milwaukee next. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Me and my kids wanted to go visit my daughter, who lives in Lawton, Oklahoma. She just had another baby on January 2nd, and we were thinking about going somewhere around her birthday, and her birthday is the 22nd, and we were thinking between the 19th and the 22nd to leave and come back.
In January?
Of March. I'm sorry.
Good. Yeah, of March, yeah. So the good news is that the price on Sunday, March 23rd right now is $485, but on the 19th, it's $312 round trip to Oklahoma City, which is right near Lawton.
Okay. Is there any way to get it less?
The only days that are cheaper are, there's a ticket on Tuesday, March 18th on Frontier right now for $270 round trip, or you can fly out of Chicago for $240 round trip.
Okay. Do they do any group rates for that? Because there's anywhere from 4 to 7 of us that want to go.
Yeah, that particular ticket from Milwaukee to Oklahoma City is actually averaging typically in the 350 range. This 270 price on Frontier connecting through Denver is the cheapest I've ever seen.
Oh, you better.
Okay, cause the weird part is my 13-year-old went online, and he was looking for this month, and he found it for $79 round trip, one person.
Yeah, Frontier had a $79 sale a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he could not have bought that ticket in late March. That was for it ended in the end of February for travel dates by the end of February.
So they don't do that for every month or anything.
Of course not.
You couldn't be that lucky, Donna.
I'll go back to my statement at the beginning. Airlines love to make money off of us.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Yeah, bye-bye. Ann in Westby, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a good coincidence because I was just on Fair Compare last night.
Oh,
very good.
And I'm interested in taking my family of five to Costa Rica at the end of March.
Okay.
And I have some flexibility, but it pretty much has to be between March 22nd and the 31st.
What city are you going to be traveling out of?
It could be Chicago, could be the Quad Cities, Milwaukee, or Minneapolis. So I was trying to figure out where best to leave from and what best day of the week to fly?
Yeah, so basically you have two cities that you can fly to in Costa Rica. There's San Jose, and I think there's also another city. I forget what it's called now. It starts with an L, if I recall correctly.
Liberia,
that's it. I'm sorry. Thanks for helping me there. Liberia usually it runs about $150 more than going into San Jose. Liberia is closer to the beach area, and San Jose is closer to where the volcano area is, depending on what you're planning on doing. If you are actually going out of Chicago, let me see what the prices are right now. Let me take a quick look. Okay, so at the end of March, looks like you're catching some of this spring break. Is that a spring break for your time?
Yep.
Yeah, so the prices right now into San Jose, Costa Rica are running on certain days, $650 round trip out of Chicago. Let me check Minneapolis for you real quick. And out of Minneapolis, they're actually averaging a little bit cheaper, except for that week. Oh, it's almost $870 out of Minneapolis.
Whoa.
That week. So you definitely want to go out of Chicago if you want to go. And the cheapest day right now, if you left on Tuesday, March 18th, it would be $431. And the most expensive day is Saturday, March 22nd, which is $670 round trip. And it's gradually a little bit less expensive before that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other recommendations about traveling in Costa Rica?
I took a vacation there a couple, 2-3 years ago, and I went through Liberia. We did basically the entire island for 6 or 7 days. We did the volcano portion. We also did the beach portion. So I'm not a travel agent about the destination, so I'm happy to sort of tell you how to get there as cheaply as possible, but you're going to have to find somebody that knows all the ins and outs. My wife handles that part.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ann. And let's turn to Stephanie from Green Bay. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
So I'm interested in taking a trip in March to the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And the travel dates are like 15th, 16th through the 21st or the 22nd.
Okay. What city?
So should I be getting my ticket like, Punta Cana?
You know, from what city would you be departing from?
Oh, sorry. I live in Green Bay, so if I could fly out of Green Bay would be great.
Cool.
Probably Milwaukee, maybe.
And you're looking at the end of March. It's very hard to get so right now you're looking at prices in the $680 round trip range out of Green Bay. But if you take that same trip out of Chicago, for example, the ticket prices for that time frame are about $525 round trip.
What about Milwaukee? Yes.
Let me just take a look at Milwaukee real quick. I'm glad my site's fast.
Yeah, it is.
Doing
fast.
It on the fly on the radio. And Milwaukee is $580 round trip right now during that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it as high as, like, if you were to leave on March 22nd, which must be the spring break in Wisconsin, it gets as high as $850 round trip.
Whoa.
Should I be looking to get the ticket, soon then?
If you plan on going those peak days, which is Saturday and Sunday of that spring break, you can be rest assured that you need to do it right now. If you have some flexibility and you can leave on a Monday or Tuesday and cut the trip a little bit short for that spring break, you'll save yourself almost 30% to 40%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Jerry in Partyville. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I have a question. I'm traveling to the Lake District in England, and I'm leaving on March 20th and returning on April 19th, and I'm getting fares to Manchester from Chicago that are like $903, which seems reasonable enough to me. But my question really is, is that reasonable? Should I wait? Should I purchase the ticket now?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the rates right now. So there's a price break point on March the 28th for that trip from Chicago to Manchester. The price goes up from the low 900s to about $1,050 round trip. So as long as you depart before March 28th, you'll save yourself $150. And that's a pretty good deal. Remember, if you were listening to the show earlier, it's $620 in surcharges and taxes before you start. So that $900 ticket means you're paying $150. Each way.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap that way. When you think about it that way.
Now, you could say that the airlines are overcharging you for that fuel, so that's another way to look at it.
Yeah, that's true, too. Jerry, thank you. Good luck. Thanks for calling. Mike in Spring Green, hello to you.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a similar question. We're thinking about flying into London out of Milwaukee and then back home to London from Edinburgh. Okay, my question is right now we can find a flight for about $968 leaving March 19th and returning April 2nd. And based on what you said to the last call, does that seem like a pretty reasonable price for that? Or can we expect that to go down?
I do not expect that. It's more likely to go up than it is to go down at this point because you're so close to the actual March departure date.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can get that ticket in the 960, right now I'm showing ticket prices in the $970 range.
Okay.
Round trip, that's pretty darn good for that time frame. The big price jump occurs, again, on to London. In your case, you're going to London, occurs on March the 28th, and the ticket prices go up by about $250 round trip on that date.
Okay. The only reason I ask is I kind of played the same game last year. We went to Lisbon in April, and as it turns out, 2 weeks before our flights, we could have got a cheaper flight 2 weeks before we left, as opposed to the 3 months that we purchased our tickets. So I was just wondering, your best advice is simply to buy the ticket.
Sure. We analyze over 5 billion itineraries every hour. And on average, that doesn't happen very often. It does happen from time to time. But very rarely do you see prices, especially to Europe, that drop 2 weeks before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. You do see that sometimes if you're on a consolidator ticket where they're just trying to sell some seats on a tour-oriented thing or something like that, and that's more of a package-oriented thing where they've already pre-bought inventory and they just have to dump it. But that doesn't happen basically if you're shopping on the main sites or on the online travel agencies for the carriers.
Justin in Milwaukee. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
Great. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, everyone's going to warm places. I'm wondering where good ski packages are.
Well, it depends. So if you're a sort of a western part of the United States skier, that would probably be the Denver area. Right now, Denver is the cheapest place for ski vacations. Salt Lake City is sort of behind that, and you have Lake Tahoe, even more expensive. If you're a northeastern skier and you're heading to Vermont, that's a little bit more expensive than Denver, but just slightly cheaper than Salt Lake City.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Book her up, Justin. Thanks for calling. Tim in Sun Prairie. Hi, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Larry and Rick. I appreciate the program today. Mm-hmm. Let's talk Disney World.
Okay.
I would like to get a family vacation together, hopefully sometime this summer. Have three kids, ages 8, 11, and 13, my wife and I. Well, what you can recommend about packages as opposed to just flights and find your own, or what's your experience?
So I have a 13-year-old, and I think I've taken the Disney experience way more than any human should.
Me too.
And in fact, my daughter is lobbying for this spring break too, so she loves it. What city are you traveling out of?
Madison, Milwaukee. If it's appreciably better to go out of Chicago, that's fine, but we prefer to kind of keep it closer to home.
Yeah, so right now, if you're looking, you said summertime, June-ish or July?
We're pretty flexible, to be honest. So
I can tell you right now that the price point jumps dramatically. Milwaukee's a better bet than flying out of Madison.
That's fine.
The price point jumps pretty dramatically starting June 22nd. And right now, airlines really don't have their best prices in the system. But if you were to leave, for example, on any Tuesday or Wednesday in June, June 18th, for example, right now it's $240 round trip to Orlando.
Oh, okay.
So, that is cheap.
And that's on Delta at the moment. So that ticket I've seen is low, is $185 to $190. But this summer, I'm predicting oil prices and airlines to actually have some airfare hikes before now and then. So I'd be perfectly comfortable with you go ahead and booking that right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a hotel package, a trip, one of those kinds of things? You read about those on the internet.
Sure. Disney has a bunch of hotel packages and trips. I think you're probably – we use actually my family affectionately calls her Mrs. Disney, which is actually a travel agent out of New Jersey.
Out of Jersey? Okay.
Yeah. And actually, I have an article on my website that – and I don't have any affiliation with her other than she's planned about probably five or six of our trips historically.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I got her – originally from Condé Nast Traveler is where I initially saw her. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. So if you'll send me an email to rick@faircompare.com, I'll send you her coordinate info.
Okay, that would be great. Otherwise, I could just find it on the website?
You could, yeah. I mean, you can go to the Disney website. Usually, they don't discount very much there.
No.
The agents are actually empowered to discount a bit, so that's why we decided to do that.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I will send you an email. I appreciate the information.
Oh, no problem at all.
Thanks very much for calling. I'm embarrassed to say how many times my 10-year-old daughter has been to Disney.
I might be able to beat you there, Larry.
30?
No, you beat me a huge amount by a huge stretch. I'm probably in the 10 or 12 category. That seems excessive to me.
It seems excessive to me, too. She's been there a lot more than
I
have.
Well, maybe, yeah, so for somebody that, you know, lived in Orlando or lived in, you know, in the Anaheim area, that'd probably be normal.
Yeah, but anyway, she's well-versed in Disney.
So I may be giving her a call.
Well, yeah, I tell you, I think I could... could be a planner for Disney myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drew in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, hello, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wonderful. I appreciate the show, Larry, as usual. And we have a daughter in Eugene, Oregon. When we go to visit her is certainly up for debate, but when would be the best suggestion?
Okay, did you say you're flying out of Milwaukee?
I would say no, out of Madison.
Madison, okay, let me take a look here. Yeah, so basically the price point from Madison to Eugene typically runs over $600 round trip.
Yeah.
For summertime rates. For example, you can buy your ticket, for example, in the April time frame for about $400 round trip. Delta right now actually has a connection through Salt Lake City for $400 pretty much the entire month of April. The price jumps dramatically starting about May 15th.
Okay, so...
So you have basically a $200 jump in mid-May.
Yeah, all right. So April and even earlier might be... better choice.
Yeah, the cheapest I see actually is April the 27th at $340 round trip.
Wow. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful. There used to be a flight that went from Madison to Denver to Eugene, but are you saying that this Delta flight goes through Salt Lake to Eugene?
That's correct.
Yep.
From Madison. So you go Madison, Salt Lake, Eugene.
It'd be cheaper through Milwaukee by, I would guess.
Yeah, let me take a look at the Milwaukee prices if you are there. So Milwaukee, yeah, the Milwaukee prices go as low as $325 to Eugene on a one stop.
Okay, there we go. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Is, let's see, we have some questions. The U.S.-Canada fare, there's been some, you had an article about the rates between the U.S. and Canada going up.
Yeah, this week, earlier this week, United and Air Canada raised the cross-border rates by anywhere from $4 to $10 round trip, and it looks like almost everybody's matching that particular hike. The funny thing about U.S. and Canada, it's funny that some people actually in Canada near Bellingham, Washington, actually drive across the border to fly from the United States because the taxation for flights when you depart from Canada is so much higher.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so it also happens near Buffalo and some other places in Canada. They actually drive across the border, and then they actually take their flights from a U.S. airport because it's cheaper.
Oh, and that, and Judith is telling me that's the same with Vermont for Montreal.
Yeah, no, they do it. They basically drive across the border. I also, the same thing happens. I actually have family in Austria. They all drive from Austria over to Germany to get gas and drive back because of the taxation for gasoline in Austria.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, this is always a pleasure. I thank you so much, Rick, for being with us. And again, faircompare.com, a good place to go to if you're going to get some updates on trips.
Yeah, great. I love answering questions.
Thank you so much. Again, Rick Cini is the CEO and co-founder of faircompare.com. He's been with us, doing shows with us for about 3 years now. So it's been, or even longer, it's been a lot of fun to have him with us. and look forward to, you know, my guess, he's probably going to be back in about a month. That would be my guess. And, you know, we have shows coming up tomorrow as well, of course. Tomorrow is Friday, and you know what Friday means. That's Garden Talk time from 11 to 12:30. And my guests are Dr. Death and the Garden Hole, Brian Huddleston and Liz Freemuth are be sharing what the most common plant diseases were in the past growing season. Oh, in the meantime, stay listening. Thanks for listening. And stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.